Okay, good vacher boys. I hope all is good. Today's daf is Nazir daf mem. We're here about six, 7 lines up. Was it 5, 6 lines up here? Tanya idach, right on lamed tes amud beis. If you remember the last thing we said, we quoted a brisa that a machlokes between Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yochanan's son, in terms of how you darshan out the psukim of ta'ar. Ta'ar is a razor, right? A razor that a nazir is not allowed to use, obviously, to shave his body or to shave his head. And then we had a machlokes, right? Whether, right? The pasuk of kadoshia, right, tells me that he's also not allowed to shave, right, with other methods. Now, tani idach, we're going to have a brisa that kind of uses that drasha of tar to teach me something slightly differently. So tani idach, we learned another brisa. Tar inli elatar, right? Obviously, if the pasuk says tar, so you can't you shave with a razor, but that's very specific, right? Only a razor. Right? Talash meirat zibseif kol shum minayin. How do you know if he did any one of these other methods of removing the hair that he's going to be chayiv? Talmudomar lo yavor al rosho. Right, Pasuk says he should not pass the razor right on his head. Now at the end of the day, right, again, when you tell me that all these things are usur, right, so flip it back. Why therefore do we have the word tar? Right, because if tar is not going to tell me specifically a razor, why do we mention that it's usur to use a razor? We haven't learned, meaning that the last thing that the Nazir does as part of his whole Tara process, right, is to shave his entire body with a razor. And therefore we need that posse to teach me that it has to be done with a tar. Why can't you learn? Why don't we know this already? Because the lamdu mitzora e after, you can't learn it from a mitzora. Again, there are three places, just to preface, there are three places where the Torah says, as we'll see in a second, where the Torah says that someone has to shave their whole body, right, by the Metzora, the Nazir, and by the Levium, when they were inaugurated into the Mishkan. So you can't learn the fact that the Nazir needs to shave his entire body with a razor from Metzora. Why? She'ein danin kal mechamur lahachmir lov. You can't learn something that's more makel from something that's more machmir. I mean that the Nazir is more makel, right? The Nazir is only shaving his head, and the Metzora is shaving his entire body. That's what Rosh says. So that you can't learn, they're not exactly the same, right? The mitzvah is a little more machmir. Rabbi Omer Ein Tzarech, and Rabbi says, though, you don't need this extra pasuk of tar to tell me that a nazir has to shave his head with the razor. Harei Omer, because the pasuk says, Tar lo yavor al rosho ad melos, right? Meaning he doesn't shave with a razor until the end, until the finishing, until the completion of his nazirus. So Torah Omra, Achar Malos, Lote Tiglachas El Batar. And the Torah says, right, just the implication from that pasuk seems to imply, right, says Rebbe, that he has to shave with a razor. Ay, Vaksiv Tarvar Lo Yavar Al Rosho. But the problem is, right, the pasuk says a razor can't go over his head, right, meaning that that's any type of as we said before, that includes all types of shaving. Right, why does it say Tar specifically, right, again, in Ekonami, but it's, why would you need to tell me that it's specific to what's the shiloh here? 1 second. Right, meaning why is it being specific in terms of telling me that you can't shave with a razor if everything is really, really included? So the Gemara says, "Lav or lav b'shnei lavim." So according to Rebbe, you'd have to say that tar tells me that this tar tells me that you'd be chayev to isurim, right, for shaving with a razor. Okay, Amar Rav Chisda. Now again, getting back to. Oh no, not yet. I'm sorry. We're gonna go back. Most of this daf is gonna be trying to darshan out things from those three cases that I mentioned: Nazir, the Levium, and a Metzora, but not yet. Amar of Chisda, Lilkot. In terms of getting Malkus, so that's Ba'achas. Even if you take one hair, right? Even if you shave one hair, then it's gonna get Malkus. La'akev. What about stopping the count? Meaning to mess up a Nazir's count. Let's say 30 days. So how many hairs do you have to take off to uproot and stop the count? So that's b'shtayim. That's two hairs is gonna be the shear. Listor. Now when we say that, what's it called? The Rush says, meaning that if Viter. Listor, in Ososar Elabarov Rosho. I'm sorry, no, 1 second. I apologize. La'akev doesn't mean to stop, interrupt the count. That's Listor. Listor is to interrupt the count. But La'akev means to be Ma'akev the shaving, meaning that the shaving that you do at the end of the Naziros is going to be no good if you leave over two hairs. Listor, this is already to uproot, to counteract the count. Enososar elabarov rosho. You're only going to mess up If you do the entire or more than half the head, the majority of the head, uvasar, and with a razor. Betar ein b'midi achrini lo. The Gemara says one second. Didn't we just say doesn't have to be with a razor, right? You can do it with any other type of instrument that's going to make you chayiv. Vagatani minayin the rabbis is called ma'avirin. Right? We just said that's the price we just learned, right? All of anything you use to cut your hair is going to mess up the nazir. So the Gemara ema ke'entar. So the Gemara says, yeah, okay. So what things that are similar to a razor? Taina mi'achim. We also learned that, right? So nazir shetalash mirdav sisif kol shu. If a nazir did any of those types of shavings, right, to pluck or to use some sort of sam, to some sort of an ointment, right, or he picked it out with his hands, whatever. Einos ozer ella barov rosho uvisar. He's only going to mess up his count, right, if he does most of the hair. And with a razor. Just like two hairs are going to mess him up at the end, if he shaves his head and leaves over two hairs, it's not going to count. So too, two hairs are the ashir that will mess up his count if he, the kid, let's say he cuts his hair in the middle. But again, that's what we just said. That's what we said, that two hairs will mess up. Right? Again, the tiny namihaki is on the end, right? That the two hairs will mess up the shaving that he does. After the nazir is finished. Okay, Tanhausen, right? Again, this is what I was referring to before. Shloshim megalchim v'tiglachson mitzvah. There are three types of shavings that are mitzvahs. Nazir, mitzorah, ulevim. Right? In the case of a nazir, mitzorah, again, both of those at the end of their process, and the levim, who were prepared for the Mishkan. I think the Achronim asked, who cares? The levim was a one-time thing. So who cares? Like, mashahaya kachaya, right? Why would you tell me that that's like a mitzvah? Okay, it might have been a mitzvah at the moment. It's not a mitzvah now. So I think the Chornim answer, if I'm not mistaken, I saw it somewhere, that it's mitzvah shem, here you're based on mikdash, so we're going to have to do it again. And when Kosh Baruch Hu, right, builds it, when we build the base on mikdash once again, so we'll have to inaugurate the Levium again, right, and that's, okay, so the mitzvah will be relevant, mitzvah shem again. So the kulam shegilchu below saros sheshayru shtei saros lo also v'luklum. And then if any of these guys did shave without a razor, meaning they didn't use a razor, or they left over two hairs, meaning they didn't get the entire area they're supposed to shave, right, with the nazir of the head and the tzora of the whole body, so the levium of the whole body also, lo also v'luklum, they haven't done anything. Amar Mar, again, they said about the Mishnah, shloshim megalchim t'vachah mitzvah pshita. I don't understand. What's chiddush? These are psukim we're talking about, right? You don't have to, it doesn't have to say, you know, mitzvah kibud avim. Well, yeah, it's written in the Torah, right? And it says, you don't need to tell me that these are the three mitzvahs. It's just taking a list. Okay, it's cute, but like, l'may nafkamina. So Gemara says, ma'ar the tema, because you might have thought, mishum avure se'arhu, afilu sach nasa. Now, you might have thought that all the mitzvah is simply just to take off the hair. And if sach, if you put on some sort of cream, and that got rid of the hair that way, so you know, so that you'd be yotze, that would have been fine. Kamash malon de lo, that's all. Kamash malon, it's teaching me that you need to actually use a razor. Katani, in the Mishnah, it said, v'kulon shegilchu below shalom basar, right, again, it's a loss of loklum, right, I didn't quote it over here, but anybody who used the, did it without a razor, it's nothing. So the Gemara says, b'shalom agabi nazir, I understand by the nazir, k'siv, sar lo savor al rosho, right, and that's the puzzle we had before, v'gabi levim, and by the levim, k'siv, v'viru tar al kol basaram, again, this is very clearly, right, you razor over, right, their skin. Ela mitzora basar minolan, how do you know that a mitzora, right, at the end of his what's it called? At the end of his Tara process, right, has to be done with a razor. It doesn't mention anything about a tar in the Psukim. So chitei matesim levim. If you'll tell me you learned it from the levim, so and you'll say ma levim she can't do into galachas into galachas el besar af ani avias metzora shu toon into galachas into galachas to galachto el besar. Right, that you, if you tell me just like a levium you need to be shaved and it has to be done with a razor, so too a mitzora. So you can mifrach, you could ask against that. Ma levium shekintun tenufa begufon. The levium, ironically, interestingly enough, needed to be actually picked up and waved, just like a korban, right? By a korbanos, right? This is very often there's some sort of waving requirement by some of the pieces. So the levium also had to be literally picked up and kind of moved around a little bit. So that doesn't work. Torah mitzora delok. So therefore, you can't learn to mitzora. And again, we're going to use these principles just to, whenever you're trying to learn one from the next, one halakha from another, they have to be similar, right? If there's an extra chumrah by one of them, right? So you can't learn a halakha from one to the next, because if there's an extra chumrah by A, and mitzvah B doesn't have that chumrah, so the halacha you're trying to learn from A to B might also be a chumrah, right? So they have to be parallel, they have to be similar, right? So therefore, that doesn't work if you have this extra halacha. So Ela Tesi Min Nazir. So the Gemara says, okay, fine, Beseder. So we'll learn mitzvah from Nazir. Problem is that doesn't work out because Mala Nazir Shekin Korban Otam Lechem. Right, but a Nazir, right, part of the Tara process, he has to, or not Tara, but really the finishing Korbanos has to bring bread. He has to have some kikim, right, some sort of bread with the Korbanos. So that doesn't work. Torah Matara with the law, Matara doesn't need that stuff. So Ella of the Gemara says, you're right. Mechado lo Osir. So you can't learn from one of them, but Tasting me Tarvayon. You can learn from both. Whether it's a Metmatzino, whoever you call it, maybe sometimes the Gemara, very often the Gemara will do this, or they'll learn from two things, right, that have a similar halacha. Yes, there are some differences, but you have a tzad shava, you have a bottom line that is similar. So very often the Gemara will learn to another context. So that's what the Gemara is going to try and do right now. So mehai tesi, from which of the two contexts? Tesi milavim. No, obviously there are only two other ones, right? That's kind of a funny question, but it's going to basically what it means. It's going to start kind of analyzing if both of them line up, right? If we can actually do this. Tasty me levim. Start the levim. Ma levim shekain tenufa begufon, right? Nazir yochiach. Right? Okay, as we said before, anytime you have a halacha that has different chumrah than the case that you're in question, so you can't learn more from the next. But if you have two of them, you can say that, okay, fine, that each one of them has these weird halachos, but they have a commonality, they have a, there's a similarity between them. So, maybe you'll tell me that the Levium have to be waived, and therefore any chumer you find by the Levium doesn't apply elsewhere. Well, you see clearly, Nazir Yochiach, you see from Nazir that they don't have to be waived, but they still need to be shaved with a razor. So therefore, that aspect of the halachos of Levium is not relevant, because you see by Nazir, it's not relevant, it doesn't happen. And then yet you still need the razor. And you can do the both the other way as well. Malo Nazir Shekin Korban Atonon Lachem, Levium Yochichu. Right, that the fact that if you tell me that Nazir is more machmer than Metzorah because you need to bring bread with the Korbanos, well, the Levim didn't need to bring bread with their Korbanos, and they also had to be shaved with a razor. So, v'chazer adin, and then the logic goes back, right, circular, lo rizek rizeh, lo rizek rizeh. In a Hanami, there are some differences in halacha between Nazir and Levim, right, they are slightly different, but Hatzad HaShavah Shebehem, the similarity, the commonality is Shein Tunim Teglachos Teglachom B'Sayar, right, that they need to be shaved, and they use a razor to shave. Zafanim Avias Mitzorah Sheuton Teglachos Teglachos B'Sayar. And so too, you'll bring, I can tell you that a Mitzorah also, if it needs to be shaved, it has to be done with a razor. Amar Le Rava Mi Barnesh Le Ravashi. Rava for Barnesh asks Akasha, he says, I don't understand. For Lifroch, why don't you ask, Malatzah Shabashem, Shekain, Ein, Korbano, Bedalus? Right? The problem is that you have a Tzad HaShava, anytime the Tzad HaShava is different, right, by two of the cases, right? Anytime the commonality is different by two of the cases, and the third one, then obviously you can't learn, right, from the two cases to the third. So the problem is that you have the commonality over here, that there's no difference between the korban, right, of what's it called, the korban of a nazir and the levium, right, it was not shayach, is not different, regardless of wealth. But Torah be mitzora she korbanu bedalos, but a mitzora does depend on how wealthy they are. Right, someone who's poor will bring birds, and someone who's richer will bring proper animals. So you see that the tzad shava, the korban, right, they all share a korban, yet you see the Mitzorah's korban is different. So you can't necessarily learn one from the next. So hi Tana Meikara Omar. Right, this Tana originally said Lamdum Mitzorah Iefsher. Shein Danin Kam Lahachmer Alav. Right, again, when we said we can't learn, right, from the Nazir to a Mitzorah, right, so because you can't learn something that's kal from something that's chamor, the other amar nelef medina, and then you're trying to learn from it. Meaning, what do we start with? Start with saying, but we're saying you can't learn one from the next, and then we try to learn one from the next. So how does that work? Medina nami lo yalef, and you can't even learn it by logic. Right? We just pointed out the whole logic, the whole tzad shava falls apart. So amar le, he said to him, yeah, hahu and echanami, that brisa before, which we could learn. Right, we said maybe we'll learn one from the next. So then, Alibi the Rabbanan. That was the Shita of the Rabbanan. Right? Again, they used the Pasuk to tell me that, right, Mesorah shaves with the Tar, as we'll see in a second. And the other one, Ha, in the second Brisa, Alibi the Rabbi Elazar. And what we've just been doing right now, with all of this this back and forth and this logic, is Rabbi Elazar. Now, we're not going to get to Rabbi Elazar's Shita. That's on Amud Aleph, on Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph. But right now we're just going to do the Chachamim. It's not, as we learned in the Mishnah. This Mishnah is in Makos, Makos Daf Chof. Right, again, there's an Isser, and just to clarify, there's an Isser, not clarify, but I guess to give a background here, right, there's an Isser of shaving your beard, right? We know you can't shave the beard with a razor, right? Lob Sashka says Paska Anacha, it says a couple of places. It says by the Kohen, and it also says by Yisrael. But Pash, obviously, Pash says it applies to everybody, right? All men. So anyways, the Mishnah says like this. You're only going to be chayev for shaving off your beard, and if you use a razor, right? Again, probably well-known sheet that, you know, a lot of people say that you can use, regular shavers. It's not a razor, because the only isser is to shave with a razor. Okay, it's a shiloh whether maybe some of the, the Norelco electric razors do a better job than a shaver. And then a razor, I don't know, I'm told that the razors are different, right? They do it much better. But, okay, either way, you're only going to be chayiv for shaving off your beard if you use a razor. Rabbi Lezer says, I feel licked up, I'm lakid, ritani, chayiv. Even if you remove it with different types of planes, like, not plane, they spell it P-L-A-N-E, obviously that's not a plane. It means any type of blade, really, is probably more accurate. It's going to be chayiv, even if it's not a proper razor. So my time I had the Rabbanan, this is we're going to kind of just, I don't know, finish with this today, but my time I had the Rabbanan, obviously we have more to go on the daf, but this is going to be the Rabbanan Shita, which we're going to talk about, and then Rabbi Lezer is like halfway down on Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph. So what's a Chacham Shita? The Tanya, as the Pasuk says, the Zakano. That pasuk is by a Metzora. The Metzora has to shave his Zekano. My Talmud Lomar, why does it mention that? Why does it mention that specifically? Because the pasuk says, and the Fishin Emar, Upasuk and Amloi Galeko. Because competing with the mitzvah to shave the Metzora's body, right, you have the Isser of shaving a beard, right, obviously for men. Right, so therefore the pasuk says, right, the pasuk has to say clearly, right, that the Metzora has to shave his beard. Yachal Afilu Metzora, okay, and you might have thought that even the Metzora is not allowed to shave his beard. So therefore, the pasuk says, right, the Metzora has to actually shave his beard. Now, if you're telling me the only Isser, right, to shave your beard is with a razor, so why would the Torah have to go out of his way to say you can shave your beard, right, the Metzora has to shave a beard. Meaning, if the Metzora, it must be that the Metzora has to use a razor, because otherwise you wouldn't need to get out of the Isser to shave your face with a razor. It must be that you're shaving with a razor, right? Again, that makes sense, right? So therefore, that's how the Chachamim know, right, that Mitzvah has to be shaved with a razor. Now, where did they get that from? Right, the Tanya is within a razor. Pasuk and I'm loy galeichu. Had the Kohanim, right? Now that pasuk is by I don't remember if that pasuk is by the Kohanim or not. Okay, whatever. But they're not allowed to shave right the beard, right, the corner of the beard. Yachal afilu gilcho b'misparai mehechai. If you might have thought that even with scissors, tamalomar lo sashkes, the Torah says don't destroy. I mean, the razor destroys, right, the hair, right, all the way down, and destroys the hair, and doesn't cut the hair. Right, yachal liktu malakin ritani hechai. If you might have thought that all these other types of blades also will be chayiv, tamalomar, therefore pasuk ganam lo yigalechu, right, you cannot, shouldn't shave the beard. Hakeitzer, what do you mean? Ezu giluach sheish bo ashchasa, which type of shaving has destruction? Havrei omer zatar, that's talking about a razor. So that's the Chachamim's makor for shaving, that a Metzora has to shave with a razor, because otherwise, or the puzzle could never have to tell me that mitzvah overrides the Isser to shave your face with a razor, because if you weren't shaving with a razor, right, there'd be no Isser, there's no problem. Okay, and then in the middle of this, we'll go fight through tomorrow with it, but until then, have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.